Spirit of the Lord this day. The Secret Service has lost their drive. This nation must prepare for the enormous political backdraft that will occur because of the door suddenly opening. Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome. We are live. Today is Tuesday, November 19th, 2024. I have an amazing friend of mine waiting in the wings here. Donna Clement Petruska is with us. This is the Trump Prophecy Special. There is a lot for us to talk about. So everyone who is jumping on right now, if you could share this video, like and subscribe, we would very much appreciate it. Hello to everybody coming in from the United States and around the world. I see so many coming in from Louisiana, Utah, Virginia. Let's see who else, because people are pouring in. England, hello to our friends across the pond in England and in Scotland. We have such a wonderful international audience. Hello to those of you who are coming on in Montana and our neighbors in New Jersey. Welcome to our moderators and Ark of Grace team. Thank you for helping us do what we do for the Lord. So I'm going to open up in prayer, and we're going to bring Donna Clement right in because we have a lot to talk about. There's a lot transpiring over these past couple of days too that we're going to start with, and we're going to get into all the prophetic words and we're going to talk about them. So let's open up in prayer, and then we're going to get right into tonight. So Father God, in the precious name of your son Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, we come before you this day, Lord. Father, we praise you. You are almighty God. You are high and lifted up, far above every power, principality, and might. Father God, we come before your courts with praise and thanksgiving, praising you for who you are, saying your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven, Father God. Lord, we ask you to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us of all unrighteousness, acknowledging your son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua, was sent to the earth. The word became flesh, dwelt among us. He was the Passover lamb and the sacrifice for our sins. He willingly died at Calvary. He purchased us by the shedding of his own blood. He redeemed us. He reconciled us back to you. He rose again. In 3 days, ascended back into heaven, took his rightful victorious place at the right hand of the Father. He is the name above all names, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. He is our advocate without ceasing before your throne. And we honor that before you this day. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we welcome your presence, the presence of Ruach Elohim, the Spirit of the living God, and the Holy Spirit, the Ruach HaKodesh, Lord, to fill this place, Father God. Lord, we welcome your presence in, Father, Lord. Father, let the weight of your glory fall. Let the power of your presence mightily move, Father. Lord, you are welcome to have your way. Go before us, Father God. Lead us, fill us with your wisdom, counsel, might, power as we go forth tonight in you. By the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, by the Spirit of the one true living God, may only the truth and power of Almighty God with authority now come forth, Lord, in Jesus' name. Father, allow us the humble privilege, Lord, of being vessels of your power. And Father, take all the glory for yourself. We ask you, dispatch your holy angels in the name of Jesus Christ of all offices, rankings, and divisions to surround Donna at her home, Father God, to surround us here, Father God, to make a hedge, a shield, and a wall of protection, Father God, as we go forth, Lord, that every work of darkness and iniquity would be struck down, nullified, voided, disarmed, and dismantled in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, you are the author and the finisher of our faith, the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, the first and the last, Father God. Lord, we give you all the glory for what you have done in this nation, what you are continuing to do, Father God. The battle is the Lord's, Father. We praise you. We give you all the glory in the name of Jesus Christ. We pray, Yeshua. Amen and amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Okay. Welcome to everybody who is jumping on during prayer. I'm going to bring in now Donna Clement Petruska, my dear friend, my sister from another mister.
Yes. What a day.
What a day. Yes, Donna, before we get into the prophecies, let's talk about some two major things that have happened right now. So we'll get into Ukraine first, because you had spoken to me about that before we even went live. And I'll talk about what just happened with the sentencing.
Well, I woke up this morning and I had heard they might fire missiles, but I hadn't been really paying attention. And then I saw what had happened and realized that, you know, I don't even know if it's Biden doing this.
I don't think so.
You know, I don't think Biden's done and Biden. I don't think it's Biden. I don't know how much he's involved in anything, but I do know that Putin said that he would consider it an act of war if the United States weapons were used to strike them, and they were. As well as those cables that were cut between, trying to remember the countries, I know from Lithuania, that used to be part of the Soviet Union, and between Germany and somewhere else. So, and they're saying that was China. So, you know, people, correct me if I'm wrong, because I haven't actually read up enough on it today. I've been busy, but I just have been so concerned. I'm not a fearful person at all. It's not fear. It's like I just feel on edge. And I feel frustrated because this is not what the American people want.
No.
I think when they voted for Donald Trump, it was very clear what they wanted. It is not this. And so I even saw Charlie Kirk send out a post on X earlier, and he said, dear Russia, this is not what the American people want. We don't want this. And so it looks like they're throwing a tantrum almost and going to try to start World War III. Now, my dad had a prophecy about World War III, and he said there will be no world war yet because you're yet to see the manifestation of a rock in the hand of a generation. And I think we're in the middle of that moment.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure, though, and I just feel so I'm just on edge all day about it. And I feel like, you know, if you go back and you look at the history of our relationship with the Soviet Union, especially at the end, the agreement with NATO not to go an inch further in the expansion of NATO. And it has been the United States who has been pushing that all the way back to Clinton. In 4 years of that agreement, Clinton, what Clinton did, and it was like Serbia, and then it was Afghanistan, and all these things were going on. And over again, the United States is the one who has not stuck to the deal. And it just, you know, I was a child. I remember many of these things occurring as a child, that the Berlin Wall. And I know what my dad has prophesied about Putin, and it was, none of it was good.
No.
So
neither.
But in this moment, I'm feeling like, you know, Putin's not the one doing things wrong right now.
No.
It's the deep state, which is globalist. It's not just American. And the desire is for them to take out America. My dad at one point had a problem. I have to look this one up, but he had a prophecy where he said they want to change the name of Israel and they want to change the name of America. And I think that's very significant right now. That's one I'm going to have to go find, because I'm thinking of it as I'm sitting here only.
And, you know, that's the same spirit as the Roman Empire, because they changed Israel's name to Palestine to mock them, which means Philistine. So it's that same spirit. But when I saw this happening, I said, here comes the massive dumpster fire that they want to create, because Zelensky is going along with this.
Yeah.
He's firing it. He doesn't want this war to end. I don't care what this man says. His actions speak louder than his words right now. He's making too much money. He's getting too many meetings. He's getting too much notoriety on the news. Zelensky doesn't want this war to end. This is a Saul gone completely rogue at this point, who consulted the Witch of Endor. And now he's going to lose his mind and then fall by his own sword. So, you know, I'm watching this unfold going, you know what? You know, they were going to do this. They were going to try this. They're going to try any way possible to create chaos right now before Trump can get into office and do anything about this. So we have to pray. As the saints, we have to intercede right now. We have the power as the church to do that. And secondly, today, Judge Juan Merchan adjourns Trump sentencing again. Now, why this concerns me, and I sounded the alarm for people to pray, is the last two times they delayed sentencing, they tried to kill President Trump.
Yes.
They have now done it again. Do you really think before the inauguration, they're not going to try, and it's not going to look like the other two attempts?
You know, one thing, after the first assassination attempt on Trump, I went and looked up assassination in the prophecy database. Okay, what did my dad prophesy about assassinations? Is there anything? And there was. And we found three dates in particular that were shocking, especially the one from 2009 where he brings up the Kennedys and Republicans and Democrats. I actually have that video in there.
Okay.
For you guys. But it was that in all three of the assassination prophecies, he saw three. He kept saying three. One who will bring three. So I am really praying for President Trump because he's had now two assassination attempts. I know General Flynn and Roger Stone are extremely concerned about this. And at this point, it's obvious that they're desperate. The people he's picked for his administration, like Matt Gaetz, it's just a nightmare for some of these people because they know it's over. Mm-hmm. And it almost seems like they're just saying, well, if we can't have America, nobody can. So we're going to start World War III and we're going to. Mm-hmm. So the good thing, the hopeful thing here is that no matter what they try to do, I don't think they're going to succeed.
No.
Because of the prophecies, because of things you've seen and because of things I've seen. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't mean they're not going to try. And my dad in particular saw Iran having wicked plans in relation to Trump. And this is something that there's one prophecy in particular from April of 2015, where he saw the wall not being completed because of a takeover, which we saw happen in 2020. And he pointed his finger and said, Iran, you have wicked plans. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, Iran does keep coming up as well in connection with this. I mean, it's obvious because, you know, they've got the Iran deal and all the money that they get through that, which mm-hmm. funds their nuclear program, and it funds Hamas and Hezbollah and all that. And none of that would be happening if Trump was president. And that's why he keeps saying that, mm-hmm. because he took us out of that Iran deal. Mm-hmm. And during those years, we didn't have all the trouble, defeated ISIS, got rid of a lot of problems. And as soon as Biden came back in and they kicked in that Iran deal again and started giving Iran money, October 7th happened. And so it's a very strange time that we're in because we've just seen a miracle happen with the election. And my dad prophesied it, and what he prophesied came to pass, which was very encouraging for me. But also, everybody in America has just been, I mean, all the closeted MAGA Trump supporters have been just come right out.
And come out of the closet. There's a new meaning now for coming out of the closet, and it's not what everyone thinks.
Right. And so many people are celebrating, and you know, you've seen all the football games, and everybody's doing the Trump
dance. Oh, the Trump dance. The Trump.
I love it.
Yeah.
The Trump dance is my favorite. And so I'm not, it's a strange time to be in because we're not quite there at the inauguration. It's almost like we've got to make it to the inauguration. Mm-hmm. So there's this relief and then there's the stress. And so it's all mixed up together. And it truly is. I mean, you want to talk about warfare. This is war on the minds of the American people in a way that has never happened before. Well, and Dad saw that as well.
I agree. So let me ask Donnie, let's play a couple of clips of your dad's first, and then we'll play a couple of clips we have, and we'll go back and forth of what I had prophesied from the Lord. So which one do you want to call for first?
I think that, I was just talking about the assassination.
Mm-hmm. I was thinking about that one.
Why don't we do that? I have it as, actually think I have it in there twice for you guys. So let's do video 8, Chicago, 2009, Kennedy.
Okay.
The Northeast, for what has happened to the Kennedys since the Spirit of God was spoken of. Now I will join hands between Democrats and Republicans and do an unusual thing, says the Spirit of God. Come on! They will say what they tried to increase, now they are decreasing. And God says it shall be a sign. But even now that the Kennedys have come to this place, I spoke about it, that there would be a massive outbreaking and outpouring in the system in this nation, the political system, the three enemies that shall rise up and already on their way. I will take them, I will set ambushments against them, they will confound themselves, and this nation shall rise above the occasion and come to oneness with God, says the Lord. Come on!
You see, he says the three again. Now, that's actually the shorter version. In the longer version of that, before that, he speaks about an evil plan to steal via the taxes of the people.
Yeah.
And then he sees the three again. Now, what's interesting is he's of everything, he sees Kennedy, the Kennedys, and what God was going to do with them, and the joining of Republicans and Democrats in an unusual way. Now, what is very hopeful here is that he sees, or he saw, that America would rise to the occasion and come to oneness with God. So we can, even though we're seeing all of these things, we have this promise of that we're looking towards, that this is going to get sorted out. So we might be in the middle of a shaky time right now, but ultimately he's seeing that America, like he said, would rise to the occasion, which we saw happen in the election when everybody came out and voted. And Trump won the House, he won the Senate, he won the presidency, he won the popular vote, everything.
Yes.
Supreme Court majority, everything. Yep. And God truly did save his life. With the first assassination attempt, literally moved his head.
Yep. Got him by the ear.
And that's also very, actually, why don't we play that one too? Let me.
That's a good idea. Yeah, let's cue that one. And ladies, if you found the clip of the double assassination attempt that you had in words, if you found that clip, we can play that after this one is cued from Donnay's dad.
Yeah, look.
This was about 4 to 6 months ago. This happened. He said, "You said to me on the phone, the Lord is going to grab Donald Trump by his ear." He's telling me this today. I couldn't believe it. My jaw's open. And is going to turn him to deal with him. That's what he goes, "Amanda, that left your mouth," he said.
Amanda.
I said, "Are you serious?" He goes, "Amanda, this left your mouth in a conversation with us when we were talking about these things."
Wow.
Okay, Donnay, which one do you want to call for? I remember that too. Which one do you want to call for? So we'll do the one you want, and then we'll do the 2020 one that they added up in words in the intro, and we'll do that after. But which one do you want to call for?
Let's do video 6 assassination attempt. This is the first one I found.
Spirit of the Lord says there shall be one assassination attempt that shall endeavor to destroy the plans that I have for this nation. Look to your vice president. The Spirit of the Lord says tonight, there are major forces of darkness that have endeavored to bring to nothing this nation. But yet I will supply a very special weapon to this nation. And it shall have the ability to see activities of the enemies in a very peculiar manner. This night is a Saturday night. The Spirit of the Lord says, I require that my people.
You know, that's interesting. He goes, this night is a Saturday night.
And look to your vice president.
And look to, that was it. But the assassination attempt came on the Saturday, the first one.
Yes.
In Butler, which is interesting. But look to your vice president. That is a very interesting.
Because she ended up running after that.
Yeah. Yes, she did. She did. So that was fascinating also. And
the secret weapon thing is the thing both my husband and I have been really kind of looking at, because he kept seeing stuff about that, like the Malaysian jet disappearance. Now, this has recently come up in the past year or so. Ashton Forbes on X, his whole account is dedicated to the Malaysian jet. And I always say, the only plane crash or plane anything that my dad ever prophesied about was this Malaysian jet. And of all the planes that he could prophesy about, he prophesied about that one, and it's come up in this year, this election year, where all this other stuff he prophesied about. Now, in that prophecy, I don't have that. That's kind of a longer one. I don't have that today, but he spoke about, he kept shouting, you don't know. And you're not supposed to know. And so I'm looking at that with the secret weapon, and I'm thinking, look, if our military, and let's say it's the good guys or whatever, but if our military had anything, they wouldn't be able to tell us, because then our enemies would know too.
Exactly.
And I do think that there's something, and I think that perhaps it will come out with the Malaysian jet, because there's footage. Now, people debunk the footage and they say it isn't real, but then other people say it is. There are two satellite videos and one drone video of that plane just disappearing.
Being surrounded by three objects moving around it, and then suddenly it's zapped and the plane just vanishes.
And a lot of people have tried to debunk it, and I can't say for sure if it is or isn't. But it's interesting to me that that's the plane my dad prophesied, the only plane he ever prophesied about. And that's the plane that's come up. And the people who believe that that footage is real believe that our military have some kind of technology. Now, some people will say it's coming from aliens. I don't think so. Maybe. I mean, I don't think aliens are what we think they are, though. So if aliens are real, it's demonic.
It is.
These are not. And Tucker Carlson talks about this too. These are not entities coming from other planets. It's something else.
They're coming from another dimension. They're coming from another realm. Yeah.
And this is what we learned with Project Stargate, that they were already messing with that. And there's people like Aleister Crowley who have historically opened portals. Now, I know that's kind of why it sounds a little wild and conspiracy theory. And so I always just, you know, measure myself when I don't let myself get into a frenzy about things. But I do feel like we're in this in between time, and things are in between now and the inauguration and going into Trump's next term, this time right now. And I think that's probably why when my dad prophesied about the seasons, which that prophecy was on Donald Trump's birthday on June 14th of 2014. And he went through strange July. And this is what we've been covering at the House of Destiny every Saturday. Christy and Charlie and I have been getting together and looking at this. And I just feel that we're, you know, he saw the strange July. He saw falls in the fall. Many will fall in the fall, and many will rise from the dust. And then he saw hypnotic November. And I am feeling, you know, without even, I'm just realizing that in this moment, it is feeling a little bit hypnotic. And we're going to be talking about this on our broadcast this coming Saturday, where we've actually pulled that up to talk about it. But then he saw Christmas and he said, oh, Christmas. And so I'm feeling apprehensive about a lot, because I mean, it's scary stuff going on. I mean, they have just launched missiles, Ukraine has, using our missiles into Russia. And Putin is actually, what is he going to do? Like, if he doesn't
poke in the bear, literally,
like the Russian people, because Putin is there for Russia, and as he should be.
to protect Russia. He's there to protect Russia. I mean, he has to protect Russia when they have like potential nuclear warhead on these missiles that
they just bombed Russia.
That the United States gave them. And now because we have people running the government that have the IQ of a green olive. And so they went and they gave these missiles and now we're seeing this. So it you know, and what other way to try to create total turmoil between leaders right now before Trump takes office than to do something like this, to do something very drastic per se. I wanted to, let me ask if they found the clip. Did you find the clip of the 2020 when I said there would be a double assassination attempt? Yes, do we have? That was it. There's a double assassination attempt. Yep. And yep, it was June of July. Was it January 2020? I think it was either January or June that was up on the screen of 20. And so basically that. January 8th. It was January 8th, 2020. And so that was talk about a double attempt. A double assassination attempt that was going to happen, but it wasn't going to succeed, but they were definitely going to attempt it.
God said this that is going to happen is going to be mesmerizing. During November and December, where I will expose one after the other. And people in this nation shall look and say, we have to call upon the name of the Lord. Because Islam has not only come from the outside, but from the inside. Yes. Therefore, watch. I listen to the prayers of the forefathers and the present fathers to bring what I promised to this nation. Would your greatest enemy stand on the Capitol, at the Capitol, and declare, away with you, dove, away with you, spirit, away with you, Yeshua.
I didn't know you guys had that. I needed a moment. So he had prophesied that, and this is later in the broadcast, and he's talking about, just so you in context there, what was happening in that meeting. He was talking about, he actually said to God, I don't like this word hypnosis. Like, why are you using that? Basically is what he was asking God. And he spoke about a lulling that would bring forth the beauty of the bride. So there's a lot of things going on right now that we don't understand, that we will.
Yes.
But we're almost not supposed to right now for our own good. Like God is protecting us and all of these things that are making us frightened. We cannot be frightened. We cannot allow ourselves. And I'm speaking to myself now because I woke up this morning and saw that. And I thought all Putin needs to do is it just takes one nuke. And it could set off the world. And I know my dad saw at one point, he was very concerned. He had this very intense vision where his hand was burned and he saw nuclear war that nobody wanted, but nobody had the wisdom to avoid. And he was praying against it. And so when these things happen, I get nervous because I remember those moments where he was seeing things. He didn't know exactly what he was seeing, but he definitely knew how to handle it. And he was definitely praying for that future he was seeing. Almost, he was conducting spiritual warfare in the past for the future. So he was, for instance, the two terms prophecy from Arizona. Yeah. He was in Maricopa County prophesying two terms. Like that's how God does things. You'll go to the territory where it is worst. For instance, my dad was in Dearborn, Michigan when he prophesied 9/11. Of all the places in the world, he's in Dearborn, Michigan, which now we know Dearborn is, well, God's doing some great things in Dearborn, but it's been historically the most Muslim. And this is, it's unavoidable because Iran is allied with Russia and China right now. And these fools who give our weapons to Ukraine to shoot into Russia, also give money to Iran and they fund terrorists. None of it makes sense.
$6 billion on 9/11. $6 billion on 9/11 of all times to give it. You know, of all times to give it. And, you know, it was in, I believe it was February of 2023 when the Lord woke me up at midnight in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And he said to me, Trump is running to be the 45th president of the United States. I mean, Trump was the 45th president. He's running to be the 47th. 4 + 5 = 9. 4 + 7 = 11. 9/11, Amanda. 9/11. Now, this is before the assassination attempts, the indictments. And I released this. I released this about a week after the Lord gave it to me. And he started saying, "Not Trump, 9/11, 9/11. And he started like emphasizing this. And this is getting stronger as we head to the inauguration.
Yes.
This 9/11.
The devil does not want him there.
No, not at all.
Dad, just you heard him say that about the hypnotic November. It's just going to be exposing one thing after the other after the other. And we're seeing that right now. And people are exposing themselves. Mm-hmm. The media has been so... I was seeing this morning about Scarborough, Joe Scarborough and Mika Brzezinski, and they went over to Mar-a-Lago, and all their viewers are saying, but you've been telling us he's Hitler and he's a fascist, and now you're going to go hang out with Hitler? And then you go back and you look years ago at them interviewing him and hanging out with, and they're all cool with him. And then as soon as the higher ups tell them they must hate him, then that's the message they're sending out. So that's one area that's been exposed is media. And, yes. And the ratings for CNN and MSNBC in particular have dropped considerably.
They plummeted. They had one of their lowest ratings, CNN.
Right. And there's a new media now. There's a new way.
Yeah.
And so that's part of it, too. But nobody trusts them anymore. Why would you? If all this time you've been calling him Hitler. There it is.
Yep. To restart communications.
If he's Hitler and the fascist and you're all going to die if he becomes president, then why would they be doing that? It just exposed them for the phonies that they are.
Well,
and then you see the politicians and you see how the senators, the Republican senators and the pushback they're giving to Trump's picks. Mm-hmm. And he should be able to have, look, the American people voted for Donald Trump to do something very specific. And yes. That is drain the swamp and stop wasting all this money. The Pentagon mm-hmm. cannot account for how much money it was. I don't even remember.
They failed their seventh audit. Failed their seventh audit, people.
If I failed an audit, I would be in trouble. Why are they not in trouble? Why is nobody accountable?
Because they're all at Starbucks and the Pentagon.
That's happened.
They're all over at Starbucks and the Pentagon, not paying attention to what's going on. So I want you to, before we play this, and ladies, I'm going to ask you to cue this, but I want Don A to pick something first. But November 15th, 2020, I had sent to them. If they pulled it, that would be great to play. It started with, and says the Lord, my spirit is hitting the highest courts in the land. So if you could cue that one, and then Don A, pick first.
I'm looking.
What you want. Pick one from your dad.
I'm wondering if we should do the Giants. Do video 9.
Okay.
Giant Stone.
Saying, how do we kill the giant? How do we kill the giant of death? How do we kill the giant of socialism? How do we kill the giant of human secularism? I have placed that man amongst you. And God says, these that shall reject him shall be shocked at how he takes the giant down. Now hear me, please. The giant of death, the giants that have come, the brothers of Goliath, stand in glee watching America. We will cripple you. You will lose your credit. But God said, watch. I said 20,000. Look not to Wall Street. However, observe. And they shall say, what is your plan for this giant? And he will take a simple stone. Remember the name. And he will hold it up and they will laugh at him. But the plan is so brilliant, says the Lord. It could only have been given by me. Come on!
I'm wanting people to feel encouraged because God has a plan.
That is encouraging.
God has a plan here. And look how he listed the giants that we would face. It would be, obviously, I put that little bricks graphic in there. That's actually an older video, but it's more than bricks. It's human secularism. That's the World Economic Forum. That's all the AI stuff. And this, you know, Clay Clark is really.
Yes.
The fact that my dad prophesied Clay's name has a lot more to do than the moment that he sat with Donald Trump or getting the prophecies to Trump or the Reawaken America tour. There's yet much more to come from Clay and the things that he warns about, especially in regards to Elon Musk. And I've been feeling very concerned, even though it's been great that he bought X, that he endorsed Donald Trump, that he's going to do the Doge thing. It's just, you can't ignore. And then we would have to get into eschatology here, which I'm not going to do, but you can't ignore the other side of it and the things that he's creating.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I will say my dad saw the year 2027 in prophecy, and I'm going to be posting that. That's probably the next video I'm going to post on my own YouTube channel because we have it at the House of Destiny at the Kim Clement YouTube and everything. But that can get pretty cluttered. So sometimes I'll repost some of the prophecies on my own page, which is just under my name on YouTube. And there's, you know, we've got these giants. We know we're in a hypnotic November. We know the way we're feeling right now is also part of what was prophesied that we're going to have to get through this time. And then he was talking about Wall Street as well.
Mm-hmm.
So now 20,000, it broke the record and hit 20,000 the January of 2017 after Trump was elected the first time. And he says, look not to Wall Street. In other words, he's not giving you investment advice. However, observe, because the behavior of Wall Street, along with Bitcoin now, which Dad never knew anything about Bitcoin, but we watch it.
Yeah.
And you see how the markets are, for instance, during the election, on election night, we were watching, my husband was watching, Trump, the betting, and how much they were betting mm-hmm. on Trump to win and how much they were betting on Kamala to win. And then you watch the stock market and what it was doing in reaction to that. And it's very telling. And so I think there's more to that than just it hitting that 20,000 mark, because mm-hmm. he was seeing, look not to Wall Street, but observe it. Because if you watch those patterns, it's all going to be connected. And one thing many things he saw, but the many times that he prophesied about this, he saw death to debt because of the discovery of a new kind of energy. He called it the Big E. And he said that the earth would yield of its produce. As a result, and this is in the seasons prophecy as well, which was June 14th, 2014, the earthquakes and the eruptions, that something would be discovered as a result of that, which would provide a new energy and a death to debt for the United States of America. And those are all very hopeful. So I don't want anybody watching to see me feeling rattled and feel like, oh, what's going to happen? We're in that moment that was prophesied. And so I'm feeling it that way. And we've been through a trauma. You know, the last 4 years, especially, I mean, even you could go back and from when Trump came down the escalator, it just flipped. And mm-hmm. in the beginning of that, I thought it was me because my dad had died. You know, my dad got sick and died. And so our family and our world was altered unimaginably. And it was very difficult, but it actually wasn't just about it wasn't our bubble. It was the whole world. It really did. And we as a family didn't really realize the gravity of it until we were a few years in. And then it was like, whoa. So I think a lot of people, especially Americans, have been traumatized. And then after the 2020 election and everything, it has been this war, this unprecedented kind of warfare.
Mm-hmm. Well, and yeah.
I had the Alphabets on my show on Sunday, this last Sunday, and I was saying, you know, because they're both veterans, and I was saying, you know, have you ever been in combat? Because it almost feels like PTSD for spiritual warfare.
Well, it is like your emotions have to go here and your training has to come to the forefront. And that's what you have to rely on, how the Lord has trained you, you know, in this. And if you want, what I'll do is from November 26, 2019. Now, this is on, if you go to arcofgrace.org, you go to the blogs, Amanda's blog, it takes you to the old blog. And when you hit 2020, you'll see one of the dates, I think it's February, January, have like 25 entries because those entries go back to 2019. So November 26, 2019, Trump is still in office. He's still in office, right? And so I'm going to read this excerpt that the Lord had me release. So we are still a year away from the election.
Yes.
And this is what the Lord has me say. I am not only raising a standard, but I am taking the circumstances that were meant to dismantle and destroy and reverse engineering in the spirit to cause my children to be built up even more. And the very thing that was supposed to destroy them and my plan and mantle I have placed upon them will cause them to soar. And that's capital above the wicked and the agents of darkness. They shall soar. That's capital, right to victory, says the Lord. For in the enemy's desperation to destroy, he discounted that I, the Lord, expose whom I please, and I am exposing the entire manipulative, calculating, self-motivated, power-driven plot before the people, says the Lord, and am causing these things to backfire and make a fool of the enemy's satanic agents and puppets, says the Lord of hosts. They are not the ringmasters, says the Lord. They are indeed the fools and the clowns in a very convoluted charade that has been put on display to open the eyes wide of the people and yanking up by the root for all to see the true motivation of these false excavations that the enemy's agents have taken part in a witch hunt where they shall now become the hunted. For dare attempting to hunt my children down and take them down, says the Lord of hosts. How dare they? The hunter shall now become the hunted, and the hunted are moving on and soaring to glory and shall be above and not beneath. I am preparing a table before you in the presence of your enemies and those who have persecuted you, says the Lord. Truly, you shall eat the meal of victory, for the time has come for my children to break through and break away from the cycles and tricks and backdoor shackles the enemy has attempted to use to keep them from continuing in my plan. For where we are at now and what is going to take place is such a threat to his kingdom and the propaganda he cycles out that he has attempted to find any way in through anyone around you to oppress, depress, drain, and siphon from you not only the blessings of the Lord, but capital, the spiritual gifts that cause you to thrive. However, I'm getting the enemy by the heel, it was really hal of his leg, and putting him out of joint where they cannot latch on or chain my children any longer. For by force of my word, capital, those shackles are breaking, those holds are weakening, and those attempting to hinder and oppose what I know is best for my children will by force be moved out of the way and put in a position where they cannot as easily meddle or attempt to override my agenda with a falsified one. So that was 5 years old in the same month of the election. So the Lord has me prophesy this November 2019.
Very interesting that.
5 years later, we see what happens.
And you were right on.
Praise
that
God.
That is what's going on.
Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord.
The same as it's a confirmation. Because you look at what my dad was seeing as the exposures. And he's the exposures, not just random people, but of those who are the people who are really running our government, which I think is part of that revelation too, is that, you know, we always kind of suspected the president was a puppet, but I don't think it's just as easy as that. I think it depends on who's president.
Yes.
And so a lot of these things are being laid bare. And that's usually, it's, you know, we think of the truth, this bright shining light, but it's actually not always easy to see the truth, to look at it.
No.
Especially, you know, for instance, if you look at what's been going on with the, with children, that can be very difficult for people to even imagine that the things that have happened have been going on. I don't have to go into detail. Everybody knows. But it's hard to see. And so God's walking us through this, and we're doing it with him. And I really feel that's the, that's one of the things that I've really come out of this understanding, is that he wasn't just going to show up and do this for us.
Amen.
He wants to do it with us. Just like when he walked with Adam in the garden in the beginning. It's always been his desire to do this with us.
Mm-hmm.
And so this journey and this, these revelations that have been difficult, it's like he's gently holding us and carrying us through so that we can see the truth, so we can do something about it. And so right as we are on the cusp of this, he saw it would be, he called it a revolution. He said it would be, you couldn't even compare it to the revivals of the past, that you could lump them all together in one, mm-hmm. and it would still not add up to what we are in the middle of experiencing. So we're waking up, we're seeing what's going on. Now we've got to go into, okay, now we know it's this, 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 and this. Now we've got to deal with it. You already have the example of that with Trump and the people he's chosen. And whatever happens with that, you know, who makes it, who doesn't make it, you know, because things change over time. But I think America did wake up. And that's why you see MSNBC and CNN, their ratings are tanking.
Oh, and, it is a meltdown of epic proportions.
And even Elon Musk, you know, and Joe Rogan and people like that who were very mainstream and were traditionally liberal people have also woken up, because this isn't about Republican or Democrat. God was not satisfied with either of them. And that's what was prophesied by my dad on February 22nd of 2014, that God was not satisfied with the Republicans or the Democrats, mm-hmm. and he was going to do something about it. But because of how important America is to the rest of the world,
you
America is all of us from everywhere that came here. And we founded this country based on Judeo-Christian values, based on a biblical worldview. We are a Christian nation.
Amen.
And
we are
important to remember.
You know what's so interesting? I have to say this because the Lord pointed this out to me, and I thought God is so brilliant the way he does things. But the other night at Madison Square Garden, when Donald Trump, right, and his what is it called? It was Band of Brothers, right? Except Tulsi Gabbard is his sister in it. So here they come, right?
With little Tulsi. Rogan,
yep, there's Tulsi, and Joe Rogan's there. So the man that wins the fight, this wonderful gentleman, gives glory to Jesus Christ publicly. And I thought, God is so brilliant. You see, Joe, you think you've outsmarted him. He is making Joe Rogan, the Lord sets it up, stand there and hold the microphone. Well, this man is giving glory to Jesus Christ and talking about him. And Joe's got to stand there and listen to it and hold the mic before everybody. And I thought, God is not only brilliant, but Joe Rogan, the Lord is pursuing you.
Yes.
He leaves the 99 to go after the one. Jesus Christ is pursuing you, Joe. And you are just going to see, your life is about to drastically change, Joe. And you're going to see how real Jesus Christ truly is. Your road to Damascus moment is coming.
That, that's it. The Damascus road conversions. And Dad kept seeing that too. That there would be Damascus road kind of conversions, not only just in the Middle East, because we're seeing it in the Middle East where people are just having visions of Jesus out of nowhere. They know nothing and they're just changed, but also in people like Joe Rogan, who the only way you could reach a person like that, or even Elon Musk, is if God reveals himself to them himself. And so God is, you can see God is in control, but we're in a strange time right now in this in between election and inauguration, because the enemy is, man, they are they're not doing what I expected. They are a little bit, you know, where they keep counting in Pennsylvania and they just won't stop. And the Supreme Court keeps telling them to stop. And they
the
just
Supreme
won't.
Court keeps saying stop. And
they're making fools of themselves. And this is the thing, is the same things happen with Joe and Mika at MSNBC. I don't know if I'm saying her name right. It's exposing the truth. Mm-hmm. That doesn't mean God doesn't love those people. For instance, Elon Musk has the potential to, you know, be the Antichrist and make the beast system and all of that. But I think, for instance, Joe Rogan, I don't know if you saw the episode where they were actually reading to him from Revelation and different books from the prophets. I forget which ones. And he was pretty blown away because it's pretty undeniable. Just read the Bible. And if you understand it, you can see the things that are coming to pass slowly in that area as well. And it's, you know, it's, you have to pay attention to it. I mean, we may not know the day or the hour, but we should know where we are in time enough. I'm not a person who likes to dwell too much on that. You know, my mom really does, but God put it on her heart. A very prophetic thing that happened to my mom. She wasn't ever into that. And then all of a sudden, she just started reading the Bible and God put it on her to study eschatology. And it ended up with my dad going and listening to Chuck Missler and having Chuck Missler come on our broadcast and teach our people. And so there is something about that too, but it's not the time that we're in right now is going to be full of surprises. God likes surprises. You know, we have the prophetic, but he only shows you glimpses. You know this and understand yes. more than anyone. And my dad, too. My dad may have seen a lot, but he didn't see everything. And that's because, again, it's that doing it with us part of God. Mm-hmm. It's not going to give us everything. My dad actually used to joke around and say, if God showed you everything, you wouldn't do it. You showed you everything that was going to happen. You'd be like, I'm staying home. I'm not doing that. And he learned that the hard way. Yep. And so I think that's kind of the moment we're in now, too, is he's not going to let us see everything, but he's let us see enough so that we can understand, okay, we got to take care of, first of all, whoever's leading this country, we got to pull that together. And putting Trump in there, we know that's going to happen because the people who can do something about it are going to and they're ready. And a lot of them are converts from the other side. Tulsi Gabbard, RFK Jr., Donald Trump himself. They were all Democrats at one point.
Yes.
So again, this is not a partisan thing. This is people waking up like, oh my goodness. You know, we let prayer get taken out of our schools and God knows what the intelligence agencies got up to there. Project Stargate is the one we know about. We don't know other things they've done. And how it affects us spiritually in a very mm-hmm. scientific age where people have lost that connection, even Christians, even us. It's not the way it was, you know, 200 or 300 years ago or so. You know, with the understanding of science, there was this problem with evolution and Darwin and all that. And I saw this in my own grandfather because he was an atheist, that caused people to become completely disconnected from the spiritual side of things. So that when we encounter it now, it's almost foreign to most people,
yes.
most people on earth. They think, oh, it's just suspicion. And so that's the damage. Now, there's a lot of good that's come with science, too. But it's very simple. You know, science is basically they're taking apart what God created and understanding how it works. And for some reason, I don't know why the spirit that governed that made people say, well, there must be no God if we figured out how it works. And it's just, it's typical confusion. And so I think a lot of those kind of things are getting dealt with in this moment because people are seeing impossible things that cannot be explained begin to happen. And mm-hmm. so I do feel concerned about these things that are happening, but I know the promise at the end, it's good for now.
Amen. Amen.
Now, my kids, they're going to have a different situation to deal with, you know, in 20, 30 years from now, they'll be in a different place, in a different season. But the season we're in has a lot of promise.
Amen. Amen. So, Donna, before I read this one from, I have one from 2020. Which one do you want to call for?
You want me to play another one?
Sure. Yeah. And then I'll read.
I think a good one for us to play would be video one. This is a longer version of the one I usually play because it mentions, this is actually a very long prophecy. It's about 8 minutes or more long. And so when I was presenting it at Reawaken, I didn't have the time to play the whole thing. And even now it would take too long, but this is a little bit longer.
Okay.
Where he goes into Newsweek and The View and Time Magazine, which we just saw that happen again after the election. So you can play.
For the Spirit of God said, the movement that is now starting. Some will say it began with a call. Others will say it began with a prayer group that started this or that. Some will say it came from the prophets. God said, no, it will not be attributed to one gift. One ascension gift, not one church, not one, says the Lord. I am God, and you have called to me, and many from this nation have said, enough, enough of religion, enough, enough of dead speech. The Spirit of God said, this is a moment of resurrection. For the Spirit of God says, honor me with your praise. An acceptance of this that I say to you, this that shall take place, shall be the most unusual thing, a transfiguration, a going into the marketplace, if you wish, into the news media, where Time Magazine will have no choice but to say what I want them to say. Newsweek, what I want to say. View what I want to say. Trump shall become a trumpet, says the Lord. No, you didn't hear me. Trump shall become a trumpet. Are you listening to me? I will raise up the Trump to become a trumpet.
So, just so you know, the reason you don't see him and then you suddenly see him is because he was at a church. This is before iPhones and people were recording with iPhones, 2007. He was in a church and they had their camera and the cameraman had not taken the cap off of the lens. So he realized and pulled the cap off right before my dad said, Trump shall be a trumpet, which I think is quite prophetic too, because you have like, you're in darkness. And then suddenly Trump shall be a trumpet. So there's so much that is significant within that. He's, you know, in the beginning there, he speaks about the religion. He's talking about ritual, the religious spirit that does the ritual, that does what you're supposed to do physically. But the, like I said before, that spiritual experience, and I don't want to call it spiritual, it's not quite the right word. Is lacking because people just keep copying and doing rituals, and he sees this move of God that's coming. And like he said, it's not going to come from one denomination, not from one church, not from one leader. It's not going to be like the Jesus Revolution was, where it was just one, and you know, in the 60s and 70s, where it's just one group. It's going to be everywhere. This is what he was seeing, this awakening happening. And we're really seeing that in the West, and it's really a testament to it's really something that the church in America and the church in the West needs to wake up. They've been playing games. And it's as a result of that, we now have the devil running amok across, and not just America, this is in Europe too. And if you look, now a lot of people don't know this, but if you look at the underground church in Iran, and in China and in places like that, where we don't get to hear from those Christians and they have to hide. There's no Bibles for them. They have to hide what they're doing. Those people are more connected to God and more understanding of what is going on than we in the West are. And that is shameful because, you know, we're playing church and not understanding. There's no depth to it. People don't actually know the Bible anymore. They're going to church and they, you know, And this is all well-meaning. There's nothing wrong with them or with us. Let me include myself. It's not that we're bad people. It's just that we need to wake up.
I agree. I do.
That's what I'm seeing when I look at that prophecy. And then so he used, like a Cyrus, he used Trump. And, you know, this unexpected non-religious person who he saw as not being a praying president would become one as a result of all of this. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, being surrounded by prophets the way that Trump has. It's multiple. You've got my dad who prophesied everything and then died right when he became president. So my dad wasn't there for him. But then you've got people like you or even Jonathan Cahn, you know, when mm-hmm. he prophesied over him recently. That was so powerful. So, and many others have been prophetic voices. So you have you have people praying for him, but then you have this prophetic element.
Yes.
That is not understood in the church, that has been neglected because it's a strange world, the prophetic, but it really is.
Amen.
That gift of the Spirit that brings us back to the disconnect that I was referring to earlier with science and spirituality.
You know, there are two things in that prophecy, and I want to see if our social media team can get them for us while we're talking. But I gave a prophecy recently about The View. It might have been on Yom Kippur, but I gave a prophecy about The View. And then we have the clip of the Lazarus moment, which is the resurrection. The Lazarus moment that I had spoken about at Reawaken America. We have that clip too. So we'll talk and we'll see if our social media team can get those two up, because it matches, not knowing that was all one prophecy, yeah. Right? And the first time I saw about Newsweek's going to say what I want them to say in The View and all that, it's when you played it, I think 2 weeks ago or something, I was like, oh, okay. You know, so it was interesting that we see now what Newsweek is doing. We see what Time Magazine is doing.
The View.
The View. Oh, Donna, I think you and I should apply. They are looking for conservative voices to balance out the lunacy going on the other
side.
I'm
so mad at Whoopi.
And I think we should apply. I think we should just go down there and apply and say, we are willing to combat the lunacy. Of it, what is going on here, because they can't even handle it. I mean, they are just, some of them there at the table are just beyond.
Not even making sense. I mean, no. Whoopi, just the whole business with that bakery this past week, where she accused them of not serving her the cupcakes because of her trying to be a victim when she's like the last person who is, I mean, she pretends like, oh yeah, she has to work. It's like, no, you own thousands of acres in Vermont, which is like the most expensive. It's like you earn like $6 million a year, and all you have to do is sit at a table and speak badly about people. Actually,
Whoopi, do you really need the sugar? I mean, look, do you really need the sugar at this point in your life?
I mean, Jesus,
they were probably doing you a favor. Amen. And it's interesting because in that prophecy about The View, the Lord did something, and he said, I called you from a young age, Goldberg. I called you. And Whoopi Goldberg ignored the call of God. And he called her from a young age. And he said, I believe in the word, in this season, you must choose.
She's so proud.
So that was a warning that the Lord had me deliver, and I believe it was on Yom Kippur, the Yom Kippur word, or it was the one right after that. But it was, it talked about The View, but then the Lord, before I even knew about this bakery incident, the Lord had me speak Goldberg, had me speak to Whoopi and say, I called you from a young age.
I didn't know you prophesied that, and I'm glad to hear that, because, you know, even me, but also my dad, we were always fans of Whoopi. Remember Sister Act? It's not just The Color Purple. It was like, you know, she did sort of represent that a little bit, especially with the Sister Act movies. You know, that makes a difference to God if you honor him. And I you know, over the years, I've seen so much. I think pride is her biggest issue. Yeah. She's so proud. because she's not stupid. But she's certainly not, I mean, she might have had a bit of a difficult time in the beginning of her life, but the rest of her life, thanks to the United States of America, has been very nice. I mean, she was pretty young when she started out, and, you know, I know she had a bit, I don't remember the details, but she had a rough life. But then she, this country, this culture gave her the opportunity to become extraordinarily rich and famous. And I just feel like it's very ungrateful. And I feel that she's being dishonest with herself.
Well, I agree with that. And we have the reel. We have one of the clips. I think it's the Lazarus, and we have and they're working on the View one, but we'll show the post from X for the View for now. But let's put the reel up first.
Station in grave clothes. They have put it in the tomb of Sodom, and they are trying to put the stone over it. And when that happened, when Lazarus and Jesus comes, and his sisters are distraught, they said, "Had you been here, my brother would not have died." He looked at them and he said, "I am the resurrection. Roll away the stone. Roll it away." And he said very simply, "Lazarus, come out." And Jesus said something so profound, because the spirit of death had been judged at that moment and had to take its hands off and let him go. Untie him from the bondage, from the grave, and let him go. This is right now what the church should be saying to America. America, in the name of Jesus Christ, we command you, come out of the tomb of Sodom that you were placed in to die. Come out. And in the name of Jesus Christ, you wicked and you corrupt and you foul rulers, untie her and let her go. This is that moment for the nation and the church. It's going to take the church right now praying these judgments through that are coming down from the throne of God. We have to pray this through. We have to take the power and authority we've been given and actually use it right now to push these judgments through. Because God has judged the wicked. He has judged the corrupt. Their cup of iniquity is full. He is pouring them out. And disaster is upon them because they did not repent when Almighty God.
Which reawaken was that? Because I remember watching you.
The one we just were at. So Selma, that was at Selma.
Yeah, I remember this.
Mm-hmm. So that was.
So powerful, so true.
Praise
that,
God.
That is a perfect analogy as well for what is happening, because that is what is happening.
And you know, it's interesting because your father had said in the prophecy about resurrection.
Yes.
Which is the Lazarus moment. There's a Lazarus moment coming to the United States of America.
And the plans of our enemy, like I said earlier, were to change the name, to change Israel and America, to change the names of them, to make them something else. And God's not going to have it, especially not Israel.
Okay, they have the View clip.
Good.
So I want you to see this because of that word. Okay. "And says the Spirit of the Lord this day," all capitals, the view. "Will change, says the Lord. I have heard enough, and it shall be shaken, and there shall be such a shakeup and a cracking at the core that the view shall go dark, says the Lord. It shall lose its spotlight, for that spirit attempting to ascend to the highest seat of the land hovers and broods around those women who have gone rogue. I called you, Goldberg." I think he's talking to Whoopi here. "I called you, Goldberg. I called you from a young age, and you have taken a road of perdition. And in this time, you must choose," says the Lord.
Wow. I'm taking notes.
And that, you know, for him to call her out, you know, for him to call her out, let me tell you something. Pray for Whoopi Goldberg, because if the Lord is calling out, there is something that is imminent that is coming with her that she needs to come to the Lord now.
I think so. Yes. There's an urgency.
Oh, She trips while walking out to start the meeting. I don't know what I tripped over. Wow. Don A, would you like to tell Whoopi what she tripped over?
Poor Whoopi. You know what? This is something that I've been I keep saying to everybody on my show is we need to be ready to help some of these people.
Oh yes,
because God also forgives, especially those who repent. And we can't be like the other side. You know, calls someone the wrong pronoun or says the wrong thing, and they're going back and looking in their social media accounts for a decade, and there's no forgiveness. There's no way out. And the only, you know, the only one who offers that truly is Jesus. And so we have to take, you know, imitate him as people are falling, as my dad saw them fall. There are those who are repentant, who will need forgiveness. And we need to be ready to help them.
Yeah.
And not just judge them and say, well, you did this and you did this, so we're never going to, you know, I feel like maybe God's given you Whoopi. He showed you Whoopi because he knows her heart. You know, like I said, she's very proud, especially if she's made a mistake publicly. She's not going to be a person who's going to be too open to admitting to being wrong ever. Mm-hmm. But so much healing can come to her when she does. And so we need to not act like the other side. You know, we need to be ready for those who God forgives, that we also forgive them. Mm-hmm. There was a beautiful song, I'm trying to remember how it goes, that my dad wrote about this, falling onto our knees, mm-hmm. falling into God's hands. So when we fall in life, we fall into his hands and he takes us. I've forgotten how this song is, but it's a beautiful concept. And I think that's also something that's going to be coming, is the more people wake up, we want them to come over. We are supposed to be winning souls and spreading the gospel. So that means, you know, maybe some really bad people, you know, people have committed crimes. They've committed crimes. They got to pay for them. But people who open up and wake up, like Joe Rogan's one of them, mm-hmm. that we're ready there to not be judging them, but to be helping them.
Yes. Yes, I very much agree with that. And so this is why I think the Lord is calling them and calling those out and saying, come now, repent and come now. You know, there's an urgency to it. So I have something from November 15, 2020, but if there's something you want to play first before I read it, I have that in the political backdraft word, which was, I gave that from Detroit, Michigan. At Reawaken, a month and a half before the assassination attempt.
Wow. Oh, yeah. I want to see that.
Okay.
Why don't we look at yours first?
Okay. So, you know what we'll do? We'll do the political backdraft first. I'll read the November 15, 2020 after we go to yours after. So let's do the political backdraft, please, first. Because it's worth it with... And I'll cue this for everybody, but it was a month and a half before the assassination attempt in Butler, Pennsylvania, that the Lord gives me this word in the early hours of June 5th. He has me deliver it on June 8th. So there we go.
I'm writing that down.
When fire begins and grows, there is a great potential for a backdraft, a phenomenon when a fire has taken up all available oxygen and suddenly a door is opened and that fire suddenly explodes because unexpected oxygen has been made available. Thus says the Lord, that door is about to open and this nation must prepare for the enormous political backdraft that will occur. Because of a door suddenly opening.
I, the Lord thy God, have put a hook in their jaw. I have put a bit in their mouths and I have drawn them in. I have allowed the wicked, corrupt and darkest of men and women to take on a bridle of insatiable desire for power. And that bit in their mouths, in their offices, in their seats has led them right in for such a backfiring and reversal.
That was part of it.
Exactly what is going on. Mm-hmm. I'm looking at my list of prophecies here. Mm-hmm. There's a couple I wish I'd added in here. I was worried I'd put too many. It's a little bit longer. I think it's not that long, but longer than the other video clips I've played. But it's video 4.
Okay.
Suddenly the Spirit came, removed from my eyes scales. I was praying for America and I was praying for Israel. Nothing unusual. And suddenly behind me, starting behind my back, going in the form of an arrow, were hundreds of thousands of people. And I turned around and I was stunned at what I saw. This was not just a mere dream, but this was a vision. And so I raised my hand like this, and every one of them raised their hands. I looked back and they were doing the same thing. I shouted and they all shouted. They were one. One party of people. It continued until I realized that the unity of these, amongst them stood one that God had set aside to be the leader of this nation. And then I heard gold. I wasn't sure if this was attached to his name, but he said to me, he will restore the fortunes in this nation. Because of his brilliance, I couldn't quite see his face because that was not allowed, because there was a mist that covered all the people and he was amongst them. And the Spirit of God made me look at him and he said, this man will throttle the enemies of Israel. This man will throttle the enemies of the West. And there are highly embarrassing moments that are about to occur for many, many politicians in this nation.
That's amazing.
We were talking about the Damascus conversions, those kind of conversions happening. And then you see him make that reference to the scales removed from eyes, which is what happened to Saul before he became Paul. And it's there's something about that prophecy that touches very deep into the heart when you listen to it, because we have experienced that unity that he saw. It definitely culminated maybe with the election. And amongst them, he was amongst them. He was with the people, not part of the elite, even though he's a billionaire. And the attachment, the gold, and I think it's more than just Trump's name being in gold, but if you see what he's dealing with the BRICS nations and their plan and what's going on with the dollar and what will happen with the dollar, it's all connected. And so we're starting to see these things. He was seeing in bits sort of come together. And he used to say to me, it'll be like putting together a puzzle, pieces of a puzzle.
It is. And two things. It's interesting because he said, Trump said, we are entering America's golden age. And
yes.
He said his name shall be associated with gold. But the Lord, I perceive it to be the Lord because I was listening while we were talking. And the word that was delivered about political backdraft, and what a backdraft is when there's a fire and a door is open and there's available oxygen made, there's an explosion. And the Lord had said to me, Amanda, who was killed when they tried to assassinate President Trump in Butler, Pennsylvania?
Fireman.
A fireman.
Wow.
So when the Lord, I know, it just, the Lord said it to me while I was watching your dad's prophecy that when the Lord had me prophesy political backdraft, yes, that had to do with the events were about to take place, but there was going to be a physical manifestation because firefighters fight backdrafts.
Yes.
They're called in to be the shield and to go in and fight that backdraft.
That is very interesting. Very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Because of, again, you see the way God ties things together in the way that only God could do.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, my dad didn't know. He was prophesying. He was seeing things. God was showing him things. And he was prophesying about it. And one thing that with my dad, I'm sure you can relate to this, is the less he knew, the better.
That's how I feel. If I only know bits, I'm fine with that. I don't want to know any more than that.
Your mind can influence you if you know things. Right. And so the less you knew, the better. So God is a way in which he works. And it's not limited to personality like we are, but there is a way that is God's way. That's only his way.
Mm-hmm.
And we've really come to understand that through the process of this, that we've gone through as a nation. And, and not just us, Europe as well. Dad prophesied quite a bit about Europe and what they would go through. He saw a short war. He prophesied the rise of the Fourth Reich from the Netherlands and then from Paris, France.
Yeah.
And he told them, he said, there's going to be a war. You're going to have a short war. And he could see people like this in the audience. He said, no, don't be frightened. You'll be fine. But there's going to be a short war. And he spoke about, again, Islam coming up. You know, I think God cares about them too. You know, we talked about the underground church in Iran and
very much so.
And about them. How do we reach them when they're gripped so the grip is so strong?
This is why there's something percolating in Iran right now. And we have to pay attention to that because there is something percolating with the Ayatollah's court. The Ayatollah's court is going to be toppled, this current regime. It is going to be a changing of the guard. What has happened in America has triggered this in the realm of the spirit. It has gone off into the earth, and we're about to see massive overturnings here in the Middle East and Europe, including at the Vatican. Watch that in this moment, too. But what I wanted to do, because I asked Donna if she wanted to play this, but I was going to play the clip from Reawaken America.
Oh,
when
yes.
The Lord instructed Donna to put her father's mantle on me and Chris. So we have that clip. We'll play it now because it's quite profound.
And then put this on Amanda. And purple is important because royalty is all he told me. And so I am putting this on you as a representation, not only, Amanda, of the anointing and the responsibility that's on you, but also the next level that you're going to, because God's going to start to show you more than he's ever shown you before. And I had to do this today. It had to be me. Oh, that was such an awesome moment.
That was, you could have heard a pin drop when you picked up that mantle and said, the Lord has instructed me to place this on Amanda myself. And the whole crowd gasped and they went completely, it was complete silence.
And that was here in Nashville too. And
it was in Nashville, and it was right before the Covenant School shooting.
Yes.
Happened. Where the Lord said, Amanda, 911, remember the covenant is under attack. Mm. The covenant is now under a full-blown attack. And that moment happened in Nashville, in the same city, right before that happened.
Yes.
Wild, right?
Yes. And you know what? God told me to give, and I don't do that often. No. I don't have a lot of those mantles. I got a box of them.
I was shocked when she called me and said, Amanda, I'm coming with the mantle. I have to put this on
and
you.
Then and there was the one for Chris. And the two were the same. Wherever he got them, he must have bought them at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And one was purple and one was black. And so when I picked up, I have a box where they're folded in a box, the ones that he wore. And I pulled that one out and it was the purple one. And God said, royalty. And then he said, Chris, and I put my hand in and I just grabbed. And the next one I grabbed was the black one that was identical to the purple one. And so there was a lot of significance in that too. and a lot of things, a lot of ways in which we, our lives are connected.
They are. It really is. It's wild how the Lord did it, how connected our lives are. I wear this all the time when I'm broadcasting. It's on. It's there.
I see it. I'm so happy to see it when I do as well.
It's there. So it is, but the Lord has very much connected us. And that's been amazing. And the Lord has connected us in another way too. And I was saving this for towards the end of the broadcast, but Donna wrote two chapters in the book, The Revelationary War, that the Lord called and instructed me to write. And I was led by the Lord to ask Donna to write two chapters of this book because her father was such a big part of this. And so we have it available right now for pre-sale on Amazon. So it's a pre-order right now.
The Revelationary War.
I know. The Revelationary War. There it is.
Love the title.
And you'll see the chapters Donna wrote because her name is next to the chapter she wrote. So it's very
famous
chapter she wrote. But you can go to arcofgrace.org. And on the front page, if you scroll down, you'll see this and you'll see the link and you can go and order it on pre-order. So
that's beautiful. The cover turned out so great. And it was such an honor. Thank you so much for even asking me.
It was amazing.
I really enjoyed doing that. I did.
Your dad was a big part of this too. And then, you know, between that and then the mantle, you know, and what the Lord has had me do, you know, it was kind of like this progression. And Donna knows this, but, you know, before I met her, a year and a half before me and Donna ever met, the Lord had given me a dream. And I didn't understand the dream till I met Donna. But in the dream, I was at this beautiful lake, body of water, and it was a very pebbly sort of beach, very small pebbles. And her dad was standing there. And Kim was dressed all in black like he normally was, and his hair looked like it normally does. And he looked at me in the dream and he said, "Walk with me, Amanda." So I started walking with him. And then at some point, this entity, which I believe was an unclean spirit, appeared trying to distract him and torment him. And he kept his head down with me and we kept walking. And at some point he stopped and I had to go on without him. Mm. So then I had to move forward in whatever I was supposed to carry on, the mantle I was supposed to help carry on. And so I have this dream a year and a half before I ever meet Donna or speak with her.
It was like one of the first things you ever said to me. You told me that dream.
Yes.
It's been a long time since I've heard you talk about it, though.
It was quite profound. And like I said, I didn't understand it till I met Donna.
Now we understand him a lot better. Mm-hmm. And there is the time coming where there's a number of prophecies. I mean, right now it's not that time. There's so many prophecies I have of his right now. But eventually those also will run out. And that God had shown him what he planned to do with the prophetic. And he saw many voices come up in this time. And when my dad died, the night that he died, which actually this Saturday will be 8 years exactly.
Oh my gosh.
The 23rd of November will be the 8th anniversary.
Oh, Donna.
And what I saw in the moment that he passed was all those blue mantles he used to wear just raining down. And they were there for whoever wanted to grasp one, whoever could see it and wanted it. And we have a whole, in this time, a whole, it's not just one generation either. It's multiple. Everybody alive right now. People have reached a point in time where we want to be the voice of God. We want to represent him. We want to walk with him. And it's happening in a most unusual, unexpected way.
Yeah.
A lot of things have been, like I said, surprises. He likes the surprises. Mm-hmm. And I think it's because we have, you know, this life, there are things that we overcome and there's things that we learn. And that's what this life is about, because there's more after this life. It's not just this life. And my dad used to joke around and say, you know, he hopes heaven isn't just sitting around, sitting on a cloud, plucking on a harp, because he would get bored. And it's true. That's not what heaven is. We understand the cloud of witnesses, but there's more to existence than just our life on this earth. It's a very small little amount of time we're here. And everything in this life here on earth is about learning and overcoming. And those who learn and overcome do better and better and better. And then once your life is over, what's the next? What is after that? You know, we're not supposed to know until we get there, but we know that much. And so, you know, I think a lot of what we're experiencing now will touch at the core of the meaning of life itself and why all of us are here and what is really going on. And we're at a time where if we can look at it, we can see more than anyone in history ever has.
Yeah.
And Amen. So there's a lot of evil, but there's a lot of good. And there's a lot of, you know, like I said, I was very nervous, very stressed out about Ukraine and Russia and Israel and all that stuff. But I also know that what was prophesied, there's some great, great things this season.
Amen, Donna. Amen. I agree with you. And it's been wonderful having you on for this.
Yeah, no, thanks for inviting me. It's been fun.
It's been fun. It's been great. And I just love you. And
I love you too, Amen.
It's wonderful that I'm sure we're going to do this again. I'm sure things are going to happen and we're going to get together again and we're going to do, you know, specials like this, because it's so profound and it's so important that we do these. So thank you for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
Okay. God bless you. Love you.
Love you too.
And that was our time with Donna Clement Prochuska. It is wonderful having her on. Truly, it is, to talk prophetically, to talk about what her father prophesied, to talk about the things the Lord has given me. And so we hope you enjoyed this time. Yes, you could go to houseofdestiny.org. Donna is live every Saturday. I believe she comes on every Saturday, and she's on X. She posts a lot of wonderful things on X. So she's at Donna Petro. And there she is. And I'm at Amanda Grace _AOG. And so basically we'll share each other's stuff a lot too. She's also launching the vault, I believe, the vault that's got her father's prophecies in it. They're expanding that. So please go check that out. And thank you everyone for joining us today. It has been a wonderful, wonderful time together. Once again, too, the Revelationary War is available for pre-order on Amazon. So you can go to arcofgrace.org, scroll down the front page, and it's right there with the website and the link for Amazon, and you can go pre-order it. It's due out in early, let's put it this way, early spring. If they can get it earlier, it will definitely be in earlier, but it is available now, and we praise the Lord. And this is something we, Charisma Media, we thank them for this as well. So thank you, everyone, for joining us this evening. God bless you. Keep the faith. Armor up according to Ephesians chapter 6, Psalm 91. I encourage you to say it every single day, because I say it every single day. Word of God is living and active. We have to activate it. We have to speak it. We have to speak it into our circumstances. We have to speak it into the atmosphere. Also, Ephesians 1 and 3, you see the scripture verses there, 16 through 20 and 14 through 19 from the Believer's Authority by Kenneth Hagin. I speak those scriptures every single day. We need that wisdom. We need the eyes of our understanding being enlightened so we can see what God wants us to see, understand the deeper things he wants us to understand. Also, the Lord's Prayer in Matthew 6, Jesus taught his disciples to pray that way for good reason, because it's the order of that prayer. That is such a key to our prayer life. So thank you, everyone, for joining us. We love you, and we will be back on Thursday. So mark your calendars.